Yeah, what's going on? Episode 11, bro. What's going on, Lasha? You do it?
What's going on, man?
Well, I don't know. I'm okay. I'm, you know, riding the wave, bro. You know, that's all I can say. Let's see how long it lasts. I know we're going to hit a wall. We hit a little wall a couple of weeks ago, looking stupid out there. Now we're, like, playing the back as well. That's a good thing, right? How about you? How you feeling?
I'm feeling all right. Baltimore had a little better week. Their six-game winning streak came to an end. They lost 2-3 to L.A., so that kind of sucked. But both the Mets and the Orioles finished their road trip 4-2, so that's good. I guess the end of the game is to win the road trips, because that's the hardest place to win on the road. Granted, we had an easier schedule than the Mets, but you know, we did take three swept Seattle. Seattle's a contender right now. So
yeah. You guys are playing in a lot of good teams. Well, like Detroit, for example. There's a rubber match going on tonight, today, this afternoon, maybe, right?
Yeah, we got Westbrook back. We got Mullins is back, and we got Westbrook and Kowser. I was thinking the Cowman's back, but who knows? In my opinion, it's too late to win the division. And in the next 35 games, they're going to have to go at least 20 wins in those 35. 20 and, like, 15.
It's not impossible.
It's impossible, but that's like clowning Mount Everest, you know.
But wild card seed is...
The wild card is your last chance.
That's the chance. That's it right there. You got it like that.
Who knows? We'll see.
Yeah.
But... the bullpen has improved greatly, which is starting staff sucks, but what are you gonna do? You gotta work, you gotta make do with what you have and deal with it. They got a tough matchup against Torkelson. What's the name here?
Which one?
Screwball.
Screwball
tonight.
Yeah.
So the chances slim to none. Detroit's bullpen is good too, but if the offense can get good for Baltimore, then, you know, Baltimore is one of those teams. Like I said, when they hit home runs, they win games. That's what happened yesterday. And, you know. So, anyway, it's what it is.
Nah, man, listen. If you play without looking at the standings and you go out there and you try your best, that's all you're going to do right now, you know. But I feel like you guys can definitely make a wild card happen if you play like that. You know, you said it yourself. You played Seattle. You did well. You played Detroit. You did well. So, let's keep it moving. But today's episode, is there another manager heading to the early retirement? And you know what we're talking about, right?
Yeah. Brian Snicker of the Atlanta Braves.
Exactly. But guess what? They're 29-38 this season. 14 and a half games back in the National League East. All right. And that's courtesy of the Mets, you know.
And 9 in the wild card.
All right. 9 in the wild card, bro. All right. It's crazy. Now, they're definitely not going to make the playoffs like this, because the West is so dominant right now that chances of a wild card coming out of there, it's impossible. So, now, Snicker, he's been with the, let's call it the company, because they're a great team. Listen, I'm not going to say, oh, no, Atlanta's trash. They don't know how to.
A good organization. Not a good team this year, but yeah.
Not a good team this year, but they're a great organization. Exactly, Lasha. And I'm not going to sit here and lie and say I hate them because they're my division. That's a lie. But guess what? This guy's been around for 49 years, bro. He took them to a championship. And 21, okay? His record is amazing. 762 in wins and 618 losses. They don't want to embarrass him, you know? Why would they want to do that? They have to honor the guy. He knows he doesn't have a job next year, but he'll be, you know, in a special assistant role of some sort, you know? But they're going to treat him with respect, even though the Braves need, you know, a new look, I must say. But I'm happy. Listen, I'm happy they're not. They're struggling. Nobody died. Nobody's getting shot at. Nobody's getting hurt. They're just struggling. So, listen, and we're reaping. That's all I can say to that. I mean, then the Braves' onus, you know, is now things are changing a little bit. So they're going to have to spend a little bit of money, too. So what do you think, bro?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think I would look at the GM more, Alex Anthopoulos, more than Snicker, because he didn't address. He's like they did. They're similar to the Orioles in the sense that they both knew that their pitching staff is hurt or not that great, and they did nothing to improve it. So that's the only problem. So I don't know necessarily. You know, Snicker's working with what he has, but. There was one game, I forgot who the pitcher was, but he left him in there too long. And, you know, there's a video, I forgot to send it to you. There's a video where, like, his staff is like, and the player's like, dude, you need to take this pitcher out, man. He's a starting, I forgot who it was. You need to take him out. Either Schwalenbach or Smith Shaver. I forgot which one it was. But anyway, one of them two, they saw, like, his arm. He's kept on, like, shaking his arm, like, and showing, like he's, like, hurt or something. And you just see his video. He's just sitting there in the dugout, like not doing anything. And everyone's like, dude, what are you doing? And then what happened that day? Breaking news in the IL, and he tore his ACL. I was like, come on, man. See, it could have been prevented, I think. Yeah. Maybe if you took him out an inning or two, who knows? Or just, you know, pitch or two, who knows? But so decisions are like that. Some decisions he hasn't made that great. But that's not the reason why they're losing. They're losing because their offense doesn't come through. Harris hasn't done much. Acuna, he started out hot.
He just came back.
And then he sizzled off. You know, he's back to his, you know, whatever, doing. You know, doing well. He hit a home run yesterday in Milwaukee, so that's good. But the other guys are not contributing. You know, Riley's and the Olsen's. Olsen's been doing all right, but Riley hasn't really done much. Murphy's been terrible. But that Baldwin, which is good. So that's their future backstop, which is good. And then their bullpen is just god awful. There was a game the other day against Arizona, their last game. They were up 10-4 they were up 10-4, I think, or something like that, in the going into the ninth inning. And they gave up 8 runs and they lost 11-10. It was like just slack jawed because I was like, how do you give up 10 runs? And then you see who the player was. I was like, of course, it's Marcel Iglesias, the closer. He's been terrible. They got him in the trade for, I forgot who they traded for in that trade. But anyway, he came over in a trade from the Angels. And it was just like, oh my goodness. And they lost the game and they lost the series. You know, if you're up 10-3 or you're 10-4 into the top of the 10th or 9th inning, you should win that game.
Yeah,
99.9.
Yeah, I would say
0.8%. But the bullpen fell apart, and you know, in a game like that, it's the last home game of the series. You know, you gotta get on the plane, so you're not gonna just go through the go flying through the bullpen. You're just gonna be like, all right, well, just leave this guy in, and hopefully he gets it out. And they couldn't get it, and they blew it.
That's crazy, bro.
And so their bullpen has been that's been their weakness as well. So you know, when your offense doesn't score and your bullpen can't hold leads, you know the pitching has been okay. The starting has been okay. Chris Hill has been the ace for them.
Listen, yeah, we'll talk about Chris Hill in a second because you know he looks like he's gonna be on the move. That would be the plan for sellers at this moment. These guys are sellers. I think I don't know. Maybe they can turn it around for a wild card situation, but it's gonna be really hard because this is gonna be the first time since 2017, right?
That they're sellers
and they're not in contention. Which is pretty crazy, all right? That's how good this ball club is.
I saw another trade rumor, a suggestion, which was trade Ozzy Albies for Anthony Volpe of the Yankees. That'd be interesting. I don't know about that. Albies, you need to go back. And that Albies is a proven player.
Oh,
well. Volpe's still developing. He's still young. I don't know why you would want to trade for him unless he plays second base, because I guess that makes sense. Because you have Allen now as your shortstop, it looks like, now with Arcia in Colorado. But the problem is, and then Harris, man, he's disappointing me the most, man, Michael Harris, because you knew Acuña was going to be out, and you knew it was going to be a slow start when he comes back. But with Harris not producing, man, he started out great, and then he just, like, he'll be swinging that ball. He's not patient. He doesn't take his at bat. He doesn't take his time with that bat. He swings out wild, pitches that down. I went to a game a couple weeks ago with my friend. And, you know, it was like man on first and second in the bottom of the ninth or bottom of the eighth. Atlanta had man on first and second. They're down by two. And, you know, it was like a 3-2 count. The guy swung at him. I was like, what are you doing, man? The ball was like earth. I was like, you're swinging at it.
Nah,
and, you know, they got out of the inning and they, you know, they end up losing the game to Boston, who's also struggling. So it was really frustrating.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And it's not like, you know, I can't use that excuse of, oh, the weather's got to come or they'll get hot, like, you know, like the way it is, like for the Mets. It's not like that. New York, Atlanta's always warm. Atlanta's, what, 80 degrees right now?
That's perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah, so what's, I don't know. It's, I don't know if it's fundamentals. I don't know if it's just, you know, being too aggressive, wanting to just hit home runs and not playing small ball, but. They are struggling offensively. But, you know, the last three games, you know they scored, what, 7 runs against, I think 7s one night and 6 runs another night against Milwaukee. But in my opinion, Milwaukee is overrated, man. I don't know why everyone, you know, they're still alive because they're in a horrible division.
That's not the point because they come to play. It's not like they don't play good teams well.
No, they play well.
They play well. But look, the Braves, they have problems, all right? The month just started, okay? And you have to understand that they've lost eight out of 10 games, all right? They won two. They went through a 7-game losing streak in June already and then finally won because of who? Chris Sale.
So yeah, he's been
great, all right, for a team that sucks, all right, because let's be honest, all right, they suck, all right, they're all right, they got by the Diamondbacks, that makes sense, because the Diamondbacks are good, you know, they play above that, you know, and then, of course, the Giants came, you know, the Atlanta went to San Francisco, there was no way playing like this that we're going to beat the Giants are really, really good.
Yeah, San Francisco is good.
And then, you know, you can say whatever you want about Milwaukee, but I know that Milwaukee's a tough out, you know, and they always end up in the playoffs, you know. So I know you say it's a division, but I feel like they're really good team, especially with Yelich, you know. But Chris Sale.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well,
about
the
Chris
Braves.
Sale?
Yeah. Well, like I said, in the last 18 games, the Braves have been 4-18. That's abysmal. That's 10 under in those games. When you have a record like that in 18 games, you just can dig a hole. And, you know, trade deadline is next month. The All-Star game is next month. And you're 10 games back. You're not going to make it above 10 games by the All-Star. You're not going to make it to 500 by All-Star. Because I feel like by the All-Star game, you know who the real contenders are, and you know who the pretenders are. You know?
Yeah.
It's for the most part. For the most part.
For the most part.
You know, especially in a division where the Braves are 14 games behind the Mets and the Phillies, that's a problem. And you're behind the Nationals, you're behind the Marlins. No, the Marlins are behind us. Either way, we're behind the Nationals by a game and a half. So, and Washington's okay. They're not great, but.
I saw them play
should be
like
better,
a couple
like,
nights ago. Yeah. I saw them like, in person. They're pretty tough, man.
They have a – see, the Nationals have a good rotation. Mm-hmm. They just have no offense. They only have two guys and Abrams.
Yeah.
But besides that, like, if you looked at – if you just came to America and you looked on paper and you said, out of these two teams' rosters, who do you think has the better roster? And you were a baseball fan, you know, from another country, let's just say – you know, you 99% of the time, you're like, what, Atlanta? And then they showed you the record, you'd be like, what? You'd be shocked, but most people would pick Atlanta over Washington, you know. But,
but Washington's up, you know, they're
a feisty team. They're going to be good in the next, I think in a year or two, they're going to be contenders.
Yeah, I'll give them 2 years if they do it right, you know.
If they can get some well-named batters and stuff, they could be good.
Yeah, But no, what do you do with Chris Sale? You can't keep him because, you know, you might as well just get rid of him and get something back for him because, you know, he's pitching well this year. He was the Cy Young Award winner last year. He's pitching like he wants to win it this year, you know. He's consistent. He's 4-4 now, but that's not his fault. That's the team's fault for not, you know, no run production. But he struck out 11 his last outing right there. Bring up that 7-game losing streak. 103 pitches in that outing. Crazy. He walked 2. And that's the 91st time in his career that he struck out at least 10. You know, that's a sale. Let's go. Where can we send this guy? And what are the options? People are saying top tier. You think that's a top tier situation, prospect situation?
Oh, he could, just because he's getting older. He's on the back nine of his career.
Yeah, he is.
So you might get a second tier guy, but if you do trade him, are you trading for a position player or are you trading for a controllable arm? I think that's what they're going to go with, a controllable arm who might be a prospect, you know, or, yeah, I don't know. Teams that might be interested in him.
I heard the Cubs are super interested in that.
Cubs, I could see the Yankees, I know. You know, with Cole being out for the year, Rendon's been their best pitcher so far, and Freed. So it'd be interesting to see have him reunited with the Yankees, Sale and Freed. But because the other guys are Clark Schmidt and somebody else, so that's the team that comes to mind. The Cubs, yes, their best pitcher is Jameson Taillon. He's pitching today. He's being consistent, but. I don't know who I'd want from the. I don't know who I could get, but if they, it would be a sale for a picks. I don't think it would be for.
It would be for
price. Or money, or because they owe him a lot of money, so they would have to take a good portion of that money for sale. So if you could maybe put him in a trade package with the Albies, I don't know if you trade Albies. I think that would, but.
Yeah, I think so too. Don't do that.
If I'm Atlanta, I'd just say, okay, this is a lost season. If we make the wild card, great, but. Let's trade while the iron is hot and see if we can get somebody. Baltimore's going to do the same thing. Even if they're close, they're in contention for a wild card, I think they should still sell and say, okay, we'll just retool for next year and try again next year. You know, especially if you know the team is done. But the problem with Atlanta, it's not a problem, is that Atlanta, they could go on a streak. At any time, you know, that's the scary thing about Atlanta. Because they did it a couple years ago. Remember when we went to that 3-game series?
Oh, man.
And then woke them up, and then they ended up going to the World Series that year. So that could happen again. Who knows, you know? You know, that's the nice thing about baseball. There's two halves, you know? Maybe the guys are struggling now, but maybe they get hot later. You know, who knows?
Yeah. I know what you're saying, but they're really far back now. You know, it's wild card or nothing. I don't think they can win a division at this point. Even if they won every single game left, you know? I think the season is going by really fast this year. It's kind of weird to me. It's like it's really moving at a fast clip.
No, it definitely is.
I'm laughing already because this is really funny. Because this can only happen to you. Right? This is how weird things are, right?
Yeah.
So Laj is a Baltimore Orioles fan, and he's also an Atlanta Braves, right? So he moved out there. He's a Braves fan. There's no doubt about it. He goes to those games. It's close, you know, to and where he's fun. At.
It's a and nice they're fun stadium.
To watch. They're a great, it's a great stadium. He said nice stadium. It's a great stadium. But, you know, listen, this is the funny part. Last year, all we heard this man complain about was Kimbrough.
He was in Philadelphia.
Kimbrough. All right? Trash. And then, you know, He played for the Orioles, okay? And what did Lasha do? Complain. Trash. And where does he end up recently? In Atlanta, his other team. How is that even possible?
Okay. Well, it's possible because he started his career with there, and if his career is known for his time in Atlanta, then it was in Philadelphia.
I know.
But anyway, the situation where they called him up and he didn't even play an inning or something, and then they sent him back down, something like that.
No. He's gone, bro. He's a Texas Ranger now, bro. He's a Texas Ranger now. You guys had him for like a day, bro. He pitched for you guys for a day. Didn't do so bad, right? And, you know, they were like, nah. So he's on the move once again. He plays for the Rangers. And, you know, the Rangers are trying to, you know, pull something off here, you know? Let's look at the Rangers real quick before we move on.
The Rangers have been very interesting.
Yes, right?
They have a good rotation, but the offense is nowhere to be found, man. Adolis Garcia is not having a great year. Jonah Heim is not doing that. He's the catcher. Who else is there? I don't know if Lowe is still there. But
who? Check this out. So the Rangers, it's a hard division to play in, you know, because everybody in that division is doing well, except for the Athletics, obviously, right? So, you know, Astros 37, the Mariners 33, the Angels, surprisingly, doing well this year, right? Noah Tani, Trout has been out for a while. He came back, I believe, right? Listen. The Rangers are at 32 and 36. Because all those teams can easily like have a bad week and things can shift and change.
Look at Seattle. They were on top and then they lost. You know.
This is pretty crazy. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Even in the Central, you know, everybody's talking shit about how Detroit's doing well. They are. They're doing great. But if you look, Minnesota 36 games, you know. Cleveland 35, Kansas City 34. All those teams are pretty close. I mean, Detroit, you know, Detroit's running for it. But if they have a bad, you know, let's say they lose three series in a row, things aren't going well or something. And, you know, I can see Minnesota definitely trying to do something, or Cleveland, or Kansas City. They're all, we've all seen those guys in the playoffs. They're pretty good teams, you know. So we'll see what happens. The league is kind of weird. Even Toronto, man, like that. Now I'm looking at Toronto, and I'm like, Toronto. You know, 38 and 30, Yankees 41 and 25. Hey, that's not that bad. You don't think that can, you know, happen? That can happen.
Mm-hmm. Toronto?
Yeah, look at it.
No. Toronto sucks.
Okay.
You and keep not just saying that because they're in my division, their offense always falls short. They, I don't know what it is. They have a good pitching system, and they have a good offensive team. I don't know why they don't perform. Guerrero's not doing that great.
No, they're performing right now. Look, they won eight out of the last 10, right? And they have a great record, which is very similar to the Yankees' record. They're at 22-13 at home. The Yankees are 21-12, right? That's good stuff, man. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
I don't know. They're because the, you know, I the Braves are like the Buffalo Bills of football. Every year they're labeled, they're gonna be a good team. They're gonna be contenders. They got and then they either fall short of the playoffs or they make them get slacked. So until you've proven it to me, it's hard to take them seriously.
Honestly,
you know, same can be said about Baltimore. You know. Until they've proven that they okay, because same thing I said about Baltimore, because the last 3 years they playoffs and what happened, they fall out. So I can't take them seriously as true contenders because of what they did in the regular season, you know. And then a thing like that, and for Toronto, you gave all that money to Vladimir Guerrero, you gave a big contract to Santander. You need an outfielder, and he was a power bat. He's been terrible. I don't know if it's the dimensions or what it is, but he hasn't produced. Who was what's the other's name? I can't think of the shortstop's name over there.
The shortstop's there.
He's got long hair. What's his name?
I'm looking. He has long hair.
Hold on, I'm looking for.
Who is that?
Toronto.
Well, you'll figure that out. The interesting thing is that I think Sale should definitely go somewhere where he can play and contend. You know, it's not going to happen for him this year.
Bichette, that's who it is.
Oh, Bichette. Yes.
Yeah, he's been, inconsistent. He's, what, 287, 8 home runs, so he hasn't been doing all that great, in my opinion. But, you know, they, like I said, they won the 8 out of the 10, so that's good.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
They got St. Louis. Oh, they just finished St. Louis, so they got Philadelphia, I guess, tomorrow. I guess tomorrow. Let's see. It's got to be tomorrow. Yeah, because... Yeah, because St. Louis has Milwaukee. St. Louis must be making up a makeup game. They must be playing a makeup game because they only play Milwaukee once and then they play Toronto, I guess. No, I don't know. Oh, no, I'm wrong. So, anyway, either way. So, yeah, Toronto's gotten hot. They are right now 4 behind the Yankees. And wild card wise, they are 2. They had the final wild card if the season were to end.
There you go.
So, and, you know, so who knows? They maybe, I don't know what they need. Maybe they need a, I don't know what they would have to trade for. But yeah, they've been good. It helps that Baltimore has been terrible. It helps that Tampa Bay has been mediocre so far. I thought Tampa Bay would be, and then Boston. I don't know, man. I don't know what's worse. I think Baltimore's situation is worse than Boston, but Boston is bad too because they have all these pitching staffs.
Yeah.
They got Buehler. They got Crochet. They got so many stars. I can't think. You know, it just Duran hasn't. He's been okay. He's been their best probably. Devers, you know, he has that.
He's been hitting
in the locker.
But the bat doesn't have an issue though. The bat doesn't have an issue.
No,
that's the one thing about
is
that
the
guy.
Issue. Yeah,
he's there. He's hitting. He's contributing. You know, he's gonna be okay. But I don't know what's happening either. It doesn't make sense. But I think they're out of it. Let's see. We'll see. Now we have the Dodgers.
I don't know.
Right?
They end up calling one of their prospects. The Reds did. I think his name is what is it? Campbell or something. I forgot his name. But anyway, he's a top tier prospect. So they called him up just to see how they're doing. Because
yeah,
maybe
I mean,
he could be trade bait. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah. No, I mean this is the time. If you think you're not gonna go anywhere, this is the time. Say, all right, let's bring him up super early. Let him get some experience. And this year, when we rebuild, we figure out what's wrong, we'll have another piece to work with. That makes sense, you know. That means they're waving their white flag already.
Yeah.
Now, all right, so we're going to move on to the next story, which is going to be really fun to talk about because I can't wait to see what happens. I really can't. This is interesting to me. This is like my second favorite thing to look at, besides the Mets, obviously. We haven't even spoken about the Mets yet. Or the Orioles and their direction. But the Dodgers, this is the first time recently that they, the series, the Dodgers and the Padres got together for the first time this year. And in the year, these guys have been riding each other's tails. The Dodgers have always been on top, but San Francisco and San Diego have been there for the whole season.
They're top two contenders in the West.
Yes, for the whole season, these three teams have been back and which is insane, all right?
Yeah.
And we all know what we want to see. We all want to see the Giants fall.
Yeah, so you want to see, because right now they're technically the best team since they won the World Series.
Since they spent all that money you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
Now, record-wise, they're the Mets are, but for now, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because from June to now, the Mets have the best record in baseball, you know, but it doesn't matter from June to June. Okay, now, the thing is, the Dodgers in the first game, 8-7, they win it. It went to extras. Very exciting baseball. Second, Padres are like, what? We're going to come back. Boom, 11-1. I'm like, wow. Okay, this is a battle. Rubber match last night. They go to work for the Padres. Dodgers won the series. It's okay. There's a couple of more coming. That's a divisional series. I was the first one, all right?
Yeah.
I was the first one. So it's like three more, I think. So we're going to see. It's going to be fun. San Francisco keeps going too. Go ahead.
Yeah, because they won yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Dodgers
yesterday, they won. They won the series.
And then Padres won the first game, I think, 1-0 or something.
The Padres won the first game 11-1.
Yeah, they won the first game. So
today they lost.
They won the.
Yeah, the series is over. It was a 3-game. Dodgers won the first.
Oh, one. They lost 2-1. Okay, I thought there was one more game today.
No, that's
it. It was a 4-game series.
Oh, it was a 4-game.
Yeah, but it's okay.
You know what? Let's take a look. You might be right about that. You never know.
No, I think you're right. I think it's over.
Today's Wednesday. Thursday.
No, that was. No, they're done.
They're done. Okay, so, you know, that's what I want. I want one of those two teams, San Francisco or the Padres, to just, you know, take the head off the Giants. You know, I love it.
Well, now they're half a game behind the Giants, or the Giants are half a game behind the Dodgers, and they have a 7-game winning streak. Going into tonight's game against, or today's afternoon game against, yes, Colorado. So they've been a surprisingly good team, San Francisco.
Yeah, bro.
Now, granted, they're playing Colorado, but it's okay. Take advantage of the bad teams.
This is how you catch up. Yeah, we're gonna talk about that because I was looking at something. And I was like, damn, how is that even possible? Because you guys, you know, the Orioles now, we're talking to you. Because we were talking about the Braves, now we're talking about the Orioles. But we're going to talk about the Orioles. But the funny shit about the game, the one game, you know, that the Dodgers were like, forget about it. We're not going to waste our pitching. They were getting smoked. So they had Kike Hernandez come in, and he pitched like 2 1/3. So he came in what, the sixth inning, the seventh inning. He came in the seventh inning to pitch. That's crazy. But they figure it out. So what you want? Let's talk about your team first. Because it really bothers me how you guys were doing something. You guys were moving in direction. You started to hit. Something was going right, and you were beating up on the shitty teams, and you were also beating up on some good teams. So I was like, oh, I see something going in the right direction.
Yep, that six-game win streak.
Right. That was the White Sox and whoever you played, and then and Seattle, right?
Seattle, White Sox, and yeah.
And then you went to Las Vegas, Sacramento / Oakland, or whatever they got going.
Vegas, and right? They lost to
LA. Exactly. That's the part that bothers me, you know. So you can't play well against a contender like Seattle. You beat up on the White Sox like you were supposed to, but now you were supposed to run through this as well. But then the show, and then you go into the Tiger series, which I was like, oh, forget about it. The Tigers are going to swallow the Orioles. It only makes sense, right? No, that's not true. Tonight is a rubber match. We're going to see what happens. If you guys win this series, you know, I'm going to be proud of you guys. But you need to do that a couple of more times. You guys are 14 games back. Atlanta's 14 games back. That's 28 games
nine in the wild card.
All right, Atlanta looks like they want to go. They want to be in the last of the Mohicans because, you know, I can see Miami, you know, climbing and you dropping all the way down. I can see it happening.
Yeah, like I said, for Baltimore in the next 35 games, you got to go 20-15 or even better, 25-10. They got to do something.
Yeah, that's serious.
Now I see some. I took positive from yesterday's game because they pitched a really good game. Casey Mize is another good starter, and going into the seventh inning, it was 2-1, Baltimore, and they, you know, the starter went really well, which was surprising, And the offense just got hot, and they just took off, and they won 10-1. The guys that just came back, Kowser, he's been producing like crazy. Westberg hit a home run. So maybe just an issue of maybe the core players that, you know, they're starting to become core players is the reason why. Mullins just came back. He's going to be traded at the end of the year, at the season's mid-season point probably. So, you know, if those guys get hot, I still would sell. I would not be like, oh, we're hot now. Let's just make a run for it. Because you got to trade the guys you're not going to re-sign. Trade away O'Hearn. I love O'Hearn. He's been their best player there. Production-wise, he's been lights out. And Mullins, those are the two main guys. Henderson has been disappointment. Rutschman has been god-awful. I don't know what's wrong with him. I saw an article recently, like, could Rutschman be traded within the next 2 years?
No way.
Because they well, here's my reason. Because they have a stud catcher name of Sam Basalo. Right now, he's their number one prospect in the minors. And he's a catcher, and he's been killing it down there. He has, like, 13 home runs and, like, 40 RBIs. He's been killing it. So they have a backup plan. His bat has been silent. He's been good behind the plate. Not great enough because the pitching has been terrible. So,
yeah, but you can't just do that, though. You can't. I don't want you to say, oh, man, this guy had a horrible year, so let's get rid of him. Let's give up on him. You can't because, you know, it's a good piece, and you know it's a good piece. All right, so.
He's a core.
You know, you have to make sure, yeah, exactly, he's a core, right? So that's what I'm talking about. You can't just do that, you know? It's like, I don't know. But that's it. The season is going fast. I said that a couple of times. It's going so fast that it's good. It's good for you. It's actually good for me because I want it to be. If we're going to make it happen, let's make it happen. If we're going to win this, we're going to hit a wall. I'm cool with one. Listen, if we hit a wall again, and we're just going to end up getting better.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's how I see it because I'm having fun watching my team play now. You know, the other night I went to the Washington game, the first game of the season, and, you know, we were down the whole way until, like, the eighth inning or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we came back, we tied it with Alonso because, you know, Alonso's just been so insane. I can't even explain his numbers right now. Like, he's such a different type of ball player. I want to wear his jersey. That's crazy. You know, that's what I'm talking about. Like, he's doing that, you know? Batting .302, 17 home runs, 63 RBIs. I think he leads the league in that, by the way. So I'm just saying, in this last seven games, bro, 7 runs, 10 hits, 2 doubles, 3 home runs, 10 RBIs. 3 walks, 5 strikeouts, all right? That's in the last 7 days, in the last week. He struck out 5 times. Last year, he would have struck out 5,000 times. Understand what I'm saying?
Lindor?
No, Alonso, bro.
Alonso, yeah. He's been, I don't know, he's been their savior because, at least for the first month of the season, because when the other guys were not producing, he's definitely stepped up and starting to rub off on the other guys, which is good.
Yeah, this guy hasn't stopped hitting, bro, since the season started. He hasn't.
No.
It's just insane. You know, we brought up Ronnie Mauricio. You know, I was so excited. And
yeah, I'm glad to see him back.
You know, I'm glad that he's back after that injury, you know, because we got a taste and then he got hurt. And then we never got to see him again until just recently he came up because Vientos is hurt. So we had a slot for him. Now, he's been around for, you know, a week now. He's played in 5 games. No, I'm sorry. He's played in 7 games, right, in June. But he got his first home run the other day against the Rockies. He's doing okay. It's hard for him. And he's not so electric like when he first got up here. I guess it's a little different now. But, you know, the team is weird right now because, you know, we're moving pieces around in the field and nobody's really getting consistent time except for the super veterans. Like, Alonso's playing first every day no matter what happens. Lindor's playing shortstop no matter what happens. We always have a second and third problem, like, where we keep swapping and trying to figure out who goes. And then we have the catcher situation is funny, too, because Torrens is hitting better than Alvarez, but Alvarez is the number one. But he's on paternity leave now, so Torrens is going to get more at-bats, which is great.
Yeah.
You know, Soto's going to obviously be playing right field every day, no matter what happens, right? And then the Tyrone situation, he's not hitting, but his defense is crazy. defensively, he's amazing. So my dad says it every day. He's like, yo, he's great out there. And that's a lot out there. That's a lot. I'm like, okay.
Center field is the hardest position to cover because you have to cover more than the left fielder and the right fielder, in my opinion.
No, it's true. It's hard. But he plays that position really well.
But if you can upgrade that position and get someone who can bat and play defense like a Mullins, that'd be a situation for you guys. And that's what the Mets are going to definitely do. Or you could go after maybe a Luis Roberts Jr. of the White Sox. But I think Mullins is the best piece you can get without having to give up a lot. I think you'd have to give up more from Roberts. He's younger than Mullins, I think.
Nah, I don't like Roberts' numbers. I don't like his numbers.
I don't know if he's a free agent or not, or if you have controllability. But if it's a one-hit wonder, if you don't mind the six-month rental, wherever it is, Mullins, then you can trade for him and then try to address that center field position in the offseason. Or you can, if he does great, then maybe you could just give him a 2-year deal and be like, all right, here you go, Mullins. You're a new center fielder for the next 2 years, and then
he's not going to take that.
He's not going to take that. He's going to minimum 5-year deal. Minimum.
Exactly. He's not going to take 2 years.
Because he's what, 31 years old. That's what he'll make him to 36. You know, but probably be washed. But if you get 2 or 3 years out of that, I mean, you know, if you get 2 or 3, who knows? I could be wrong. You know, but either way, if you could get him, and that center field porch is a lot shorter than I think Camden Yards. So he could really rack home runs. Yeah. And not only that, he'd add another speed. He'd add speed to the base pass with Lindor, Acuna, Mauricio, and who's the other one pretty good about stealing on the Mets?
Everybody's stealing it for now.
No, we have Tyrone. He can't steal bases.
Come on. No. He's the only one probably. Look, we got Steelers, you have Mauricio, we have Acuna, we have Nemo, we have Lindor, we have who else we got back
there? But you know, can't
steal, but no, but we have a lot of guys that can actually steal now, bro. We have, stop playing with me, man. It's a new look, man. So anyway, let me tell you guys how much of an asshole Lasha is. I said,
right.
Then he's like, man, let me tell you, man. I'm going to pick the Grom as the pitcher of the week because I know it's going to make you upset.
I want that's exactly right away. Just stick it to an asshole.
And you know what I said to him?
Make you feel insane. It's like an old about scab,
the Grom. Listen, nobody cares about the Grom. He's like an old girlfriend that you don't even think about anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was good. All right. She was okay.
She was good while you were with her. But now that you're here, you don't give a flying potatoes.
Exactly. Not because of that. It's because he wasn't a good fit for our team anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't spend that money on somebody that's going to sit and watch. We need him to play. You know what I'm saying? We watch. You play.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We don't want you watching the game with us, bro. You know? So.
Yeah.
And then.
What do you
picked him. But let me tell you why you picked him. Because you think he had a solid outing. You know what I'm saying? He won the game. 7 innings. Yeah. 2 hits. None earned. And 8 strikeouts. I think that's a throwback. We call that the throwback. You know, that's when, you know, he used to go out there for us and do that, you know, when he was available. Because, you know, he wasn't available every week. So, whatever. That was against Washington. 5-0. That's funny because we just beat them last night 5-0. Right? We beat Washington 5-0, which is crazy because, you know, Peterson, which I've always loved Peterson. I always tell him, I like that guy. That guy's good. He's going to be somebody. Look, he's doing his thing. It was a complete game. You know what I'm saying? He strikes out 6, gives up 6 hits.
Yeah.
You got to give that. Nemo got 2 home runs last night. Soto got a second home run in a row. Like, you know, he got a game. The day before, he had a home run. Had a home run yesterday. He's warming up. He's getting better, you know? He's doing his thing.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens with him. But whatever. I'm worried about Alonso, I hope he can keep us afloat. I hope he can do what he's doing. Because if he does, we won't have a problem.
Well, also, if Soto's is the if this is the beginning of Soto's hotness, then you're really
hotness.
Good. You know what I mean?
Sounds like a sandwich. Well,
yeah, and then like Lindor, if he continues to stay hot. You know, those three guys, you know, those three core guys stay hot or get hot. you'll win that division in a landslide, and you could possibly have home field advantage throughout the playoffs, and that's important.
I feel you. Listen, I was just watching highlights, and it's crazy because, you know, it's about the same type of shit. It's because it's the division, you know. The Phillies, you know, the Phillies just finished, you know, smacking up on the Chicago Cubs, you know. And that's interesting because, you know, like the Phillies are there. I never forget about the Phillies. The Phillies are always, you know. Next year, whatever. If they don't make it this year, then next year I'll be like, whatever, unless they make some really big changes, you know.
Yeah.
You know, my biggest fear is that they'll grab Alonso for the, you know, for like they'll throw this some crazy money at Alonso and he'll say, I can't refuse that. I move over to the Phillies because, you know, that Bryce Harper will, of course, welcome him with open arms and let him have first base. So.
Well, that's fine because if you, you could just get Schwarber if he's a free agent or whatever. Like, all right.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, but how about if they get both? How about if the Phillies get both?
Well, you can't have both, man. And Schwarber.
What do you mean? How about if we get both? How about if we get Schwarber and Alonso? You know what I'm saying? It could go either way, but we both in need and we're both going to be fighting for the same things in the offseason because Alonso's definitely going back to the, you know, pool and Schwarber will be there as well. Sipping on whatever the fuck they drink, waiting for the calls from both teams. So, and yeah, we're going to leave it at that because that's what's going to happen. I can't wait for us to win the World Series and, you know, discuss that at a later date. But we have Soderstrom. This is a transformer. What is this guy? This guy plays for the Las Vegas Sacramento Athletics.
Soderstrom. He plays for the Oakland Athletics, whatever, Las Vegas Athletics. He's probably one of the best. He's one of their core players. He's probably going to be one of their core players, and he's having a good year. But he's the hitter of the week. He's the hitter of the week. He went 2-for-5 against the Twins in the 14-3 drumming of the Twins. It's a drumming. He had 2 home runs, 6 RBIs, and 2 runs. So he had a lights out performance. The A's are a tricky team, man. Baltimore just found out they are sneaky. They're going to fight you tooth and nail. They're not going to make the playoffs, but they're going to make sure if you're in contention for the playoffs, they're going to make sure you don't make the playoffs. They can break your heart if you're not paying attention.
I don't know who's not making the playoffs. But anyway, we're
Baltimore. That's right. Okay. Or the Braves, but it's okay.
Those guys ain't making it either. But it's okay.
Not every year. Hey, listen.
Every year, it's mandatory. We're going to start starting.
It's 85 and sunny every day. You know, some days you get rainy days. Some days you get cold days. It's just the way it is. What are you going to do?
I don't know what you're going to do. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to celebrate. Now, we got to trivia question.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
But now, who are the 4 Mets who hit 40 or more home runs in a season?
Okay, so I have one in mind. Actually, in mind, but I'm just going to, you know how I like to think it out before I. Yeah. So the one guy that comes to mind, because he's been, he was great watching him growing up in the 2000s, early 2000s. That'd be Mike Piazza would be my one guy.
Wow.
The other guy I was thinking about, but I don't think so because he wasn't really a home run guy. He's just offensive. He just produced offensively, but not home runs. I was thinking David Wright, but that doesn't sound right. Nah. He was more of like a line drive hitter, gap to gap guy.
Jeter-ish,
gap to gap. He came up in big moments when he had to in 2006. But the one guy I was thinking of, he had a great impact on the Mets. Was in the 2006 playoff run would be Beltran. That's who I was thinking of.
Ooh,
he was a power bat.
That's number two.
So Piazza and Beltran?
Yeah, you got 2 more.
And then, 2 more. Let me see. 2 more. All right, give me a year. Help me out because I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I can give him plenty of years. So this guy, he was a catcher. Right in the 90s, right? Late 90s.
So it wasn't Carter.
It was right before Piazza.
Right before Piazza?
Yeah.
And it wasn't Gary Carter, but it was after Carter.
Yes, definitely Yakka Kotto.
I've never heard of this guy's name. All Hundley?
Right. Yeah, Hundley.
Todd Hundley? Did he play for the Rockies? Who the heck is he?
I'm done with you,
see,
man.
See, back then, you, bro. Back then, that was considered a lot because that was before the steroid era, you know?
Yeah, I mean, listen, 40 home runs is a lot, all right? I don't care who says that they
for a catcher, it is.
For anybody, listen, you got two catchers, all right? They were both big guys, you know? Listen, the other guy is, of course, Pete Alonso. You know, he did it in 2019. Exactly. You know, I have to give you that one because I'm like, what's wrong with him? That should have been the first name out of your mouth, you know? But it's okay, though. You're a hater. I understand, you know?
That's listen, right.
We're coming to the end of the show. You know, Lasha, you know, you're funny, man. You killed me.
Hey, can I say one more thing?
Of course, man.
I think we talked about this, but the one of the best surprises for the Mets, it has been Clay Holmes. Because they converted him from a closer to a starter, and he's been one of their best pitchers. And I always, you know, they always say, how's that going to work for a guy who's, you know, goes from pitching inning and a half on average to now pitching at least six innings a game, five and a half games, you know, how would he adapt? Would he blow his arm out? Could he handle the workload? And he's been lights out, man. What, he's what, like 7-3, you said?
Hopefully he's our first 10-game winner. Hopefully he's an all-star.
Yeah, what's your thoughts about him?
I think that shit is crazy. You know, I think they're just pulling off crazy, and it's all working, you know? And I think we won't have pitching problems for years to come. And our rotation is going to change over that time multiple times over, and you're never going to know what we're coming with. It's going to be crazy. I can't wait to see who else they transform. All right, you understand that the Braves had Griffin Canning, right? Was it the Braves or the Angels? The Angels had him, then the Braves, I think, had him. Was it? And they were like, nah, this guy's not going to work us. And the Mets picked up on it. And it's like, nah, this guy's going to be amazing. We're going to figure him out. We're going to fix him. It's crazy. I don't know. Impressed. And I'm glad we won't ever have pitching problems. It's not about getting the big names. It's about getting the point across. And they've been doing it. We didn't go after none of that, you know, eye candy. You know, we didn't go after any of it. And it bothered me for a while. And then I said, you know what? I think they know what they're doing. But it took me a while to realize that because it really, really bothered me. I'm like, why are we not going after Corbin Burns? Why are we not going to this guy? We have the money. We need pitching. Why not? And this is why. Because we don't need it. But, you know, Lasha, you're a very, very funny dude. You keep me, you know, I love you, but this is trash. And you're going to have to jump on my bandwagon. I'm going to buy you a hat soon.
If you give me a hat, I'm going to burn it.
No, you're not. I'm going to have a bonfire and burn it and wipe my ass with it.
And then you're not.
You know what? That's a lot of burning and ass. So, like, I don't know if you're going to actually burn your ass in that process, but you
No,
you
no, I'm going to wipe my ass and then burn the jersey.
Okay, that's even worse. It's going to smell like shit.
That's all right. It'll be outside.
Okay, I got you. But, listen, you're gonna have to wear my hat. You love the mess. Stop acting like that. You actually have three teams, bro. You do. Stop acting like that. You know more about the Mets than I do. Come on, man. How's that possible? I'm the Mets fan. Get out of here, bro. Listen, you're a Mets fan. I'll get your hat. You let me know when you want it. You know, I'm not gonna. You can keep wearing your ball to my hat.
You could put it on my coffin when I'm dead. Okay.
No. I'm gonna do that. We're gonna be wearing that hat way before that. I promise you that. But you know, everybody. I hope you enjoyed it. You have a good night and enjoy those games tonight.
See ya, bro.
Peace, brother.